Republican candidate Tim Michaels is running a TV ad in Milwaukee that criticizes Senator Feingold's vote against the Patriot Act. The commercial includes images of the Pentagon on September 11, 2001, after a terrorist-controlled airplane hit the building. Last month, one of the other Senate contenders called Feingold unpatriotic, and another said his Patriot Act vote was cowardly. UW-Milwaukee political science professor Thomas Holbrook says the Republicans' timing is a little unusual for a race against Russ Feingold that's 6 months away.
It seems a little highly charged for this early in the process, given that we won't have a primary until September. But I think that given Feingold's voting record, all the Republican potential opponents see this as one of his vulnerable spots. I think also they are trying to work out amongst themselves who's going to really differentiate themselves as presenting the strongest challenge to Feingold.
Feingold's campaign says the Michaels ad distorts the senator's reasons for voting against the Patriot Act. Meantime, Professor Holbrook says he hasn't read much about internal Republican bickering.
They're going to turn on each other, and you know, that's going to be the interesting thing to watch, whether that becomes a constructive campaign in which the Republicans are able to nominate the strongest candidate, or if it becomes a campaign where they essentially destroy each other and leave Feingold in a stronger position.
Besides Tim Michaels, the Republican Senate candidates are Russ Darrow, Robert Welch, and Robert Lorge. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.